obviously Mosaic Stadium, probably one of the nicest stadiums in the league right now, and the fan base. So what most are you looking for, the stadium, the fans, or a combination of everything?
I'm really looking forward to just the training camp and getting there with my teammates and, becoming a team. That's really what the training camp is about. Obviously, the facilities speak for itself. The fan base is amazing. I've had to play out there 7 times against them, and it's not fun playing against Rider Nation, so I'm excited to be a part of it. But I'm really looking forward to getting in the locker room, meeting the guys, and getting to work, man, and getting ready for the season.
And you're paired up with Brandon Bridge as top 2 quarterbacks on the team. Going into training camp, kind of what's your mindset going up against somebody that also wants that starting job?
I mean, I would hope that 4 guys want the starting job, like it happens at every camp, right? So that's nothing new to anybody. There's always competition, and I'm going to approach the way I always do.
Taking us away from this, Tom Hugo made the Hall of Fame this past year, playing on both sides of the ball, 12-time All-Star in 7 seasons. If you could play on the defensive side of the ball, where would you play?
If I was talented enough to play anywhere?
Sure.
Wow. Probably DN, just a rush end. I probably wouldn't defend the run very well, but I'd shy it after the quarterback every time.
What do you find is the hardest hitting defensive end in the league?
I think I've been hit more by Charleston than anybody else, so I've definitely felt the full time.
Certainly, you don't have to worry about that this year.
I know. When they signed him, I was like, thank God.
It's always a bonus when he's on your side, isn't it?
Yeah. He's going to be annoying at practice.
Do you trash talk or no? Or you keep your mouth shut, just let your game do the talking?
I think some guys overdo it, and try to do it for the camera and all that stuff. I think it just happens naturally. And if a guy's talking to you, you talk back. But, I usually don't go out of my way to trash talk somebody. But some of me, I'm not going to back down.
So obviously last year, tough year for you with Edmonton. Coming into Saskatchewan, when you have pretty much a loaded offense here, what's your personal goals this year, besides winning a Grey Cup?
Really the goal is to break up and winning games. Really just do whatever I can help the team. Personally, I'm not going to get into what I want to accomplish from a yard standpoint, a professional standpoint, because that stuff really doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things. What matters is winning and doing what the coaching staff asked me to do. Handling myself the right way in certain situations, getting the ball out of my hands, and knowing where to go with football. That's really all I can control. And if you do those things the right way all the time, the numbers, they come, and those personal goals become reality.
Now, when you're not preparing for football, working out, training, anything like that, what keeps Zach Claros busy?
I just usually hang out with my fiance, either her family or from home, my family. So I'm pretty low key guy.
Who inspires you, past or present, right now?
That's a tough one. My parents probably inspire me the most out of anybody. The older you get, the more you realize the sacrifice it takes to raise a family. And everything they've done for me in my life, I can never repay them. So I think they're probably my biggest inspiration.
You get an 85 DeLorean, you get a flux capacitor with it, you get the time travel. Where are you going? Where's the first place you go to?
That's a tough one. I really, the Prohibition era is something I'm kind of fascinated in, so probably the 20s, something around there. Not during the Great Depression, but.
The Untouchables.
Great Gatsby time, drinking old fashions in Manhattan and stuff like that. Probably that time. You gotta wear a suit to go everywhere.
Sing it for the floor to go with it?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Probably that.
Last word to you. New to Rider Nation, what do you want to say to Rider fans?
I can't wait to get out there and get to work. I appreciate all the support that you guys have given me since I've signed. I can't wait to get out there in the community. get some work done there. But you know, most importantly, you know, bringing back wins for this organization and for you guys, fans. And I can't wait to get out there in green and white.